Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Dominic DeLay, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the first Sunday in Lent, and the readings are from Cycle C.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Jane. After Jesus' baptism, he was driven to the wet, dreary desert known as the Stanford Winter Quarter. For 40 days and 40 nights, it rained, as in the days of Noah. And for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus studied hard, worked diligently on his P-sets, did his share in the lab, won an NCAA championship, created a few more student orgs, made the biggest splash at the Viennese ball, and wowed everyone at all the right parties. At the end of those 40 days and 40 nights, or was it 40 years, Jesus was enjoying his daily prayer time under the tree when the devil came to him in the form of a bear. She said to him, "Why are you sitting under the tree? Finals are coming up. If you are a true Stanford student, delay your Lenten goal to pray daily so that you can study more for your finals and worry more about how well you'll do on said finals. Get busy. Take no time out to sleep or eat. Sleep is for mortals, not Stanford students. Keep to yourself and don't ask for help. And whatever you do, don't pray. You'll have plenty of time to develop good habits for eating, sleeping, and praying. After you graduate, get a job, get married, have kids, and take out a mortgage. Plenty of time. Get busy. Stressed is best." Jesus thought about what the bear said, and he was tempted. Surprisingly, for a bear, she made a lot of sense. But Jesus breathed, prayed, and then answered the bear. "It is written, sleep when you're tired, eat when you're hungry. Waste time with God each day, for humans do not live on study and stress alone." Then the bear took Jesus to the top of Hoover Tower and said, "Do you see this? The splendid kingdom of Cardinalia. All of this will be yours if you follow my plan and meet my expectations, which you'll know by listening to everyone else's expectations of you. Just say yes to all of them. You will get the best grades, the best internships, the best scores on the MCAT, GMAT, and LSAT, the best grad program, the best postdoc, the best resume, the best job. All you need to do is believe in me and my expectations rather than in yourself and in some distant God. Keep your focus only on our plans and not on the needs of anyone else. I will help you make it look easy. You will never fail. You will never need to worry again about whether or not you belong here. You'll be the best. Or if you want, you can come on over to the dark side of the bay and embrace my superior, less stressful semester system. But if you do stay here, I'll help you rule all the right student orgs, and you will even rule the valley that lies beyond this kingdom. Say yes to everything and everyone. Yes is best." Now, Jesus wanted to bring God's reign to the world. Maybe this was the way. If he ruled the valley, He would have access to everyone's data. But he breathed, prayed, and then answered the bullying bear, "It is written, you shall keep your eyes fixed on God, who keeps her eyes fixed on you. For humans are wonderful creatures made to rely on their Creator. Each one is made perfectly to be their imperfect, unique self. Humans are made to love God and be loved by God. I will trust and love myself. I will trust and love God. I say yes to the best. I say yes to God." Then the wicked bear took Jesus aside and said, "If you are a Cardinalian Christian, then by all means turn to your puny God in prayer. If your God is so great, then pray and don't study. Pray, then follow through on all those things to which you said yes to impress. Then you can cram if you want, but first, pray again and clean your room. Pray to your God to give you perfect grades on your finals, then spend the night freaking out and checking your Instagram. Better yet, binge on drink and donuts, meat and media. Throw yourself upon the mercy of God, who will certainly take care of you, for it is written, or should be anyway, maybe it's on a bumper sticker, 'You pray it, God slays it.'" Jesus was tempted. It was true that he could and should rely on God, and God really could slay. But Jesus breathed, prayed, and answered the bear, "It is also written, 'You shall not make the Lord your God take your test.' Eat, preferably with a friend. Sleep, preferably without a friend. Pray however you want, just do it, giving your whole heart and life to God. And study, rinse, and repeat. For best results, apply daily. Keep calm and be carried along." Put that on your bumper stickers and your sticky notes. When the defeated bear had finished every temptation, she left Jesus peacefully under the tree, but crawled up to a high branch, licking her wounds and waiting for an opportune time in the spring quarter.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.